And welcome. And what a great joy and honor it is to come together here now, once again, here at this space and time in the superhero course, where so much has transpired. Let us just take a minute then and relax. And imagine softening your entire system, your mental body, your physical body, your emotional body, so that you can be open to receive in new ways. Find yourself in a comfortable position. Your eyes closed. For what we would like to do in this time that we have together is connect you and open you to the bigger spaces of who you are. Good. And you have each come so far since we last came together in these ways of light and energy. Truly, each of you are unrecognizable. Take a moment now and imagine yourself at the beginning of this training. Perhaps it may even be difficult for you to see yourself in the ways that you lived and thought and saw yourself then. Imagine what were your aspirations at the beginning of this program. And this has been a miraculous time of so much evolution and growth, not only for each of you, but everyone in the world about you. And your planet has gone through many, many phases, many shift points. And it has been an ideal time for you to have placed yourself in this vortex of light so that you can have the support, the structure, and to be held in the ways that you have with each other, the other superheroes, but also with the invisible community of light that each of you have around you. So let us take a moment then and imagine this community, however you do. Perhaps there it is more subtle for you, like symbols or feelings or energy, waves or patterns of light. But find yourself, if you will, connecting to these guides, or beings, or angels, or however it is that you like to refer to them, that are your invisible support structure, which is about you at all times, whether you are aware of it or not. And we suspect many of you have become much more aware of this network of support that you have. So take a moment then and ask to be connected here at the greater places of who you are, your soul and higher self, with this invisible community of support of your guides. And imagine them forming a beautiful circle of light about you now. They are so eager to be of service, to support you in what it is that you are here to express in your lifetime. And this may change many times in your lifetime, as perhaps you have seen just over the course of this program. And this is what is occurring at such accelerated rates now on the planet. This constant shifting and opening to receiving new levels of information, new paths, new visions, new dreams and aspirations. And so you do not have to feel like there is just one particular purpose or path for you. Well, many of you may be seeking what you are here to do. Who are you? And while these are useful inquiries to find yourself in, we might also say that these passions that you have, visions or aspirations, can also shift as you evolve. And so you need not worry or become too attached if you find yourself letting go of what perhaps you thought was very important to who you are for some whole new expression or essence. Especially in these times where each of you are finding yourselves, where before, perhaps, in many other centuries on your planet, one might find one particular passion or expression of who they are and stay with that their entire lifetime. As we see it, humanity now is moving and opening and blossoming at such accelerated rates that you each may live many, many lifetimes in 1 year. Good. So we suggest that you relax, allow yourselves and give yourselves the permission to be flexible, to be ever-changing like nature about you, to become the miraculous, ever-evolving, shifting creature that you are. And this will then put you more clearly in the flow and synchronicity of the natural world. See that now. Imagining yourself being a vehicle of light and energy, and being drawn to and guided to those opportunities and experiences, those people and situations, which will best match your particular passions and desires. And ask that your guides of light and the invisible support that you have be there for you. To help nudge you in the particular right conversations to have, opportunities to seize, and they will. And we remind you again that if you ask, you shall receive. It is easy to forget that you have so much support around you and feel as if you are on your own. But that is not the case for anyone here. gathered in this vortex. Good. So let us take a moment then to open even deeper for you to receive a greater vision of who it is that you are and what you are here for right now at this time in your life. What is your mission? What is it that will light you up in your life? Will have you feel fulfilled? Will be that which gives you the greatest joy, so that every moment you feel as if you are being of service. You feel as if you're following your heart's desire. Many of you may already have a sense of this. And this then is an opportunity for you to open and even further get even clearer inspiration or vision. And for those of you that are feeling still unclear or uncertain, then we ask that you use this opportunity to let go of the idea or notion that you don't know. For all of you do know, truly, who you are, what particular unique essence and gift that you have and are here to express. Even if it is as something as simple as a symbol or a notion or a picture or an idea or one or two experiences that you love, all of these are indicators of openings to who you are. And this is how the soul works, by the way. As if they are breadcrumbs to follow and explore and open these places where you have great joy, love, where you feel you can lose yourself. Truly. For you can lose yourself, the ego self of who you are, and open to this large, limitless place of source that is who you are. See that now. Imagine being in this limitless space of light and love that makes up who you are. Find yourself here. There is so much peace. And from this space then, where your heart is so open and you are so connected to all that is, to all that ever was, and all that will ever be, this is each of your unique path. Each of your lineage resides here. That is unique to each of you. Imagine that now. Feel into that as if all the energy throughout time that has occurred to bring you to this exact moment in time is available to you. And all the energy into the future, everything that you will ever do is available to you here right now. And there you are standing. And imagine being sourced by this energy, fed, so to speak, like a beautiful stream of light, a golden stream, filling you, filling your heart and your soul with any information, any connections, any gifts and talents that may serve you as you move forward. feel that now and see that. And all the while, all of your guides of light about you, holding steady this space for you to be fed in these ways of light and love, deeply, as if a great reservoir of information now you're bathing in. For you all have everything right now in this moment that you will ever need to fulfill on your unique destinies of being human beings on this planet where you reside. Right now, each of you have everything you will ever need. See that now, however you do. Good. Imagine all your ancestors and lineage before you. Sending all the gifts and information of lifetimes beyond lifetimes to you here in this moment of time to make a steady base of light underneath you so that you do not feel as if you are beginning here right now, wherever you are, from scratch on your own, having to figure everything out, not knowing. There, in truth, is nothing that you do not know, as we have said. And you can tap into this information at will, like a great library that is just available to you. All of the resources you could ever imagine and more are here. And the imagination is the key, is the doorway to the soul. And so we encourage you here in these spaces of light with your guides all about you to use your imagination and visualize what is it that lies before you as the next mission, so to speak, that would be the most rewarding for you, fulfilling, that would have you feel so satisfied at so many levels, that would be the unique expression of who you are manifested in the physical form of whatever it is that you would enjoy doing on the earth plane with this special life you've been given. For truly, heaven is on earth and in each of you. And all that is keeping you from experiencing it fully is any limitation in your mind or ego. See that now. Imagine letting go in this special space of so much support of anything that is keeping you from moving forward in joy, in your life mission. Good. And imagine before your mind's eye now, here, standing in this space with so much support and love about you. You seen, being given perhaps, or shown what it is that would be a true expression of you that is unique in all the world. See that now. And it may not make sense to you. Perhaps it is a symbol, or for some of you, feeling or vision, but let it come however it does now. Perhaps you are seeing or re-experiencing something that you love, that gives you joy. Perhaps it is an idea you have been toying with, and now you are seeing it in a clearer, more definite way. Allow yourself to be shown what it is you already know to be true, for your mind in these spaces is softened, and the perhaps doubting part of who you are that may have prevented you from seeing now in such clear precision your path of light is no longer an obstacle. There are in truth no obstacles to you seeing now clearly. What would give you joy? What path of light and love would you wish to pursue? And again, if this need not make sense to you, just take whatever comes and hear with the support of your guides about you and all of your soul lineage. Ask any questions to help clarify, perhaps it still is not clear to you, or perhaps you're thinking, oh, but it could not be that or this. These are the spaces for you to get even clearer. See that now. Imagine here. There is nothing but clarity, as if you're standing in front of a beautiful crystal lake, and easily you can see to the bottom. Where you're looking before, there is a golden roadway. Each of you have been blessed to lead lives of great service and opportunity, or you would not have found yourself in this program. One does not enroll in a superhero training course unless they know at the level of their heart and soul they are superheroes. And what has brought you to this point is that knowing. And now it is time to take all that you have evolved and have shifted, have gained mastery over, have learned and enjoyed to the next level. And this level is you expressing in the world, in being in light and love, a particular expression of who you are. And you need not, again, think that this is the one thing then that you have to do for the rest of your life, but rather, it is for you right now in this moment, given who you are, what is going to be infused with your soul and essence, your heart of hearts. See that now, very clearly before you, as if you could see a great movie screen. And on that screen is you, embodied, embodying this expression that gives you the greatest joy and feeds you deeply. And where you know it is who you are and what you came here for, it is you being the superhero that you are. See that now upon this great screen that is the movie of your life right now. It is very clear to you. And as soon as you see it, you know, yes, that's it. You need not worry how it will happen, or that seems too grand, or, oh, I don't know, I don't have the money, how do I have this job I have, or any of these things matter not here. All that matters is you free yourself enough, allow yourself enough, open to receive enough, and be in the joy and grace of receiving yourself here for you. For this is a great gift. It is giving you the gift of who you are truly, so that you can then give it to the world. For it is in giving this gift that you become renewed, fulfilled, and evolve continually. See that now and feel it in your system. Good. And we encourage you to visit these spaces whenever you perhaps are feeling the need for clarity, need to renew or open to receive even more. Take a moment then and ask your guides who know you so well if there's anything else they'd like to show you, anything else they'd like to tell you by way of supporting you on this next phase of manifesting your vision or mission or essence in the world. And again, take whatever comes, even if perhaps it does not make sense. Good. Very good. You have all done very well here. And we thank you for your willingness to let go of judgment, let go of preconceived ideas, and open yourself, soften yourself to receive yourself. And this is the path of a superhero, to always be willing in any moment to become more of who they can be. And we look forward to that which lies ahead in these next months on the program. For now, you are in the space where you have, as we have said, everything you need. You are equipped. And in truth, you always have been, by the way. But now you know you are. There is no doubt. And all that lies between you and manifesting anything your heart desires is your willingness to do so. So take a moment then and see the next months that lie before you. Imagine yourself moving forward with whatever it is you've seen here in these spaces that will give you joy and be an expression of you in your fullest expression of you. And see that manifesting with ease and grace and so much support about you from the invisible realms and your guides of light and everyone in your life. For all anyone wants of anyone truly is for you to live a life that is an expression of your joy. Good. We thank you for being in this program and your willingness to continually evolve and renew yourself and contribute to others. And may you go forth now in these next months that lie ahead and manifest that which you are here to be in service of others and yourself. And know that you have limitless support about you at each moment. We remind you to call on that support, to arise in the morning and ask to be supported in your mission. And before you retire tonight, at each evening, to ask to be supported in your dream state in moving forward with your mission. And see it as a great dance and an adventure, not as a hardship, but rather, truly, it is the greatest love story of all, you in your life. With that for now, we will leave you with the great wave of love and appreciation. And in a great symphony of support for you realizing all that you have come to realize in this lifetime and beyond.